Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Running through my veins.
Sing
along. Sing along version for today's intro.
I'm just gonna float along.
Just to know that I'm awake.
Okay.
Well, you bad guys.
We're not singers,
you know. Nobody claimed you to be singers on the show.
I was gonna say probably nobody tuned in to hear that. So anyway, welcome back, guys, to the AfterBuzz TV Shannara Chronicles After Show for episode 6, which is PyCon. Sounds very, very epic.
For reals.
For total reals. Anyway, who is joining me today? We have the OG back. We have the OG back.
Am I the OG?
Yes, you are.
She's like, who's
that? All right, I'll be the OG, which I only recently learned what that was, but I already forgot. Tell me what it is on Twitter. It's Heather G TV.
And we're going to let you tell her on Twitter. We're not going to tell her on the show, okay?
So
tell
her. I don't know. I, like, knew, and then I don't. It was the Kanye thing earlier this week. Whatever. I forgot already.
It's all right. All righty. You can find me online on Twitter and Instagram at Carrie D. Lane and on Facebook at Carrie Lane Actor. And that's Carrie, K-A-R-I.
Good to know.
Yes, exactly. Make sure I always spell it out.
All the iTunes things. I'm like, oh, yeah, YouTube. They'll see it. And then I'm like, wait. iTunes.
Yeah, just in case.
So I'm looking out for you guys.
Yeah. Just in case. And I'm Maria Cavasudo. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm like recently obsessed.
We just totally Snapchatted
before we started. At all of those three places at MGCVSST. So
we still got some music going. This is awesome.
I know. I like it.
We should let it play longer every time. Thank you, sound engineer.
For the next 45 minutes, we're just going to play the music.
Yeah. And just stare into the camera.
It's a long song.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
All right.
Well, let's get it started.
Yes.
So this episode is it's quite epic.
It starts off
very nicely. Let's see what you guys thought about this, but I really enjoyed that love dream that she has at the beginning.
Yes,
I did.
Well, we predicted this love interest from day one, pretty much. So.
Well, now we know what she really thinks, because your dreams are your subconscious and everything.
Yeah.
So we knew it. We knew she was lying, like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, she's like, I can't let my feelings get in the way. Well, guess what, girl? They're getting in the way.
Yeah, they're getting in the way of everything. But, okay.
Merry-go-round, really?
That was so weird, guys.
I have to be the wardrobe police again.
Yes.
Who sleeps, by the way, in a leather bandeau strapless thing?
No, it's not a bandeau. It's her full corset that she wears all the time.
Who sleeves?
She
worse.
Just took off the other part.
And Carrie wins. Yes, Carrie's got it right. It is. It's the corset thing.
Yeah. With that, I was thinking that too. I'm like, how convenient that she looks naked when she first sits
sexy.
Up. I would have been happier if she was nude, because that makes more sense. Like, you took it off to breathe.
Because,
man, of course, you can't breathe in those
That's it. Well, she's very teeny, so I guess it's okay. But yeah, I actually looked over at you and you were just like, is she naked?
Yeah, right.
I like that. Like, that's what they were trying for.
I have to be the wardrobe police, because people were tweeting us screenshots about, remember we brought up they were looking a little too modern? Yeah, people were screenshotting us stuff, so I have to bring it up every week.
No, of course.
For sure.
Yeah, some of it's out there, but we appreciate the effort, because, I mean, I think some of the outfits really do look kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree. The corset, not a bandeau, the corset looked really cool. Not my pajamas of choice, but you know.
You know the other thing though, it is an overbust corset. If you lift those arms up,
there it goes.
They haven't quite gone into that yet. But I was like, wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat? What are those called?
She's an overbust.
Overbust.
Because I have an underbust one, so then you wear something with it. Though I have seen girls wear a bra with an underbust. So an overbust is the corset, and it covers over the breasts.
Okay.
But I guess depending on how tight you tie it, you'd worry about, like, you're just...
Is this the first you're hearing of this?
No, this is totally the first. Although I do understand, because I have worn like a bustier or whatever that's of that sort, and then you do lift up your hands and the ladies, you know, rise.
Maybe I'm just not an actual girl. I didn't know these things existed.
Well, how many girls really own corsets and such? Not that. It depends how much costumes. I do costume stuff too.
Oh, so that's why. Okay.
I have it for wardrobe and events.
Yeah.
Well, moving on. The dream.
Yes. The dream. Aside from, you know, the wardrobe almost malfunction. Whoa. Okay. Sorry. I can't even say that. That was like. Anyway, I do agree. The merry-go-round was strange.
It's a little weird.
It was
just
like.
A bit. But it's symbolic. Wait for, you know, come on, they're spinning around, they don't know which way is up. Okay, never mind.
Oh.
I was trying to give it a deeper meaning than it probably had.
I feel like it probably does have a deeper meaning. I just thought it was silly because I'm like, they're kind of like big people on these tiny little thing, and they're just like, ha 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 ha.
Like, we're about to die.
As if they would know how to use it, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of great instinct, guys, really.
Why don't you just roll around on the ground instead?
Ooh.
Just saying. That's what would be my first thought. Let's go sit on the merry-go-round. No, let's just roll around in the dirt. Come on.
Come on, it's more fun.
Did we know it was a dream right away?
Yes.
You know, I think Carrie said that too. She was just
the
like,
color was different
it's a
too.
Dream.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was.
It was. It's got that little hue that's like, something's off a little bit.
It's like
bit.
A hazy kind of thing.
Oversaturated.
Yeah. I thought also it was, they wouldn't just run off and leave their camp. You
and she was like, so excited too. Will's like, come with me. And she's like, I've been waiting for you to say that.
Yeah,
so that made me go, no.
Yeah, it was a little out of character, especially because she's been, up till now, she's been like, no, we're not
so
going to deviate
serious.
From the plan. We're just going straight, and no, nothing can be different. So it's just like, I found it a little strange, too. But then what was creepy was the Dagdemore ends up being who she's kind of like, well, they kiss in the dream or whatnot. But then it is the Dagdemore, and I'm like, oh, that's a nightmare. That's no longer a dream. That's
yeah,
pretty
it does
scary.
Turn into a nightmare for sure.
Yeah,
she almost copulated with the Dagdemore.
Yeah, who knows? I almost thought like, whoa, is that person or that the Dagdemore, the demon in her mind now too?
Oh, that's actually a really good question. Oh. Yeah, that's a legit concern though with how he works.
Yeah, I mean,
say so.
I guess like I don't really fully understand how he works.
Yeah, we don't really know how those powers work.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because I feel like the people who've been entrapped a little bit by him were first banned, and then you know Al-Anon in this episode. But I was like, how would that get to her? But it's possible.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible. But anyway, she does wake up after that scary moment.
And she is wearing the corset in real life, not just the dream.
No, she is. So there we go. but then there's kind of this notion of PyCon, because there's a store coming, right? A storm coming. And PyCon is like an old elven fortress, and it's the only way to pass the mountains, right? Instead of going around.
Well, yes, through.
Exactly, through the mountains.
An easy way through.
An easy way. Very similar to like a, you know, Mines of Moria thing in Lord of the Rings, which I was like, this is just so similar, and even like going up the mountain and whatnot.
Can we talk about how lame they climbed that mountain? I'm sorry. I have not quite done that much. I've done rock climbing, but I haven't quite done like how they did it. But I'm my first instinct would be facing the mountain, both hands
holding.
Never leave that rope. You just kind of scoot along, and they're like facing out because you're going to fall forward. You're more likely going to fall forward that
way.
They
really needed to chat. They really needed to.
But you look, I'm facing forward with you right now, and I can talk to you. I don't need to have my back.
This is
that
true.
Way.
This is true. So they're not experienced mountain climbers.
No, they're not. They're not.
It was
and
a
also
cheesy.
It just kind of. I found it even more cheesy, I guess, or cheesier, that Will is the only one who slips, you know? It just is so in character. But
he's kind of like a...
He's like, guys, you needed that comic relief.
Yeah, exactly.
He is. And
let me trip
like,
for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me trip for you, guys, and here's my Ba-dum-boom. Act. I'm done. Ba-dum-boom.
It was an invisible banana peel.
It totally was an invisible banana peel. Very Mario Kart of him.
Yeah.
But before that, he actually, like, he's the only one who really seems concerned. Mm-hmm. I feel like that this Reaper is... Or that there's demons out there. They don't know about the Reaper yet, but that there's demons out there. And I'm like, really? Like, the guy who's the most naive out of all of them is the only one who's, like, truly concerned. He's the one kind of, like, looking behind and, like, checking his back. And he's, like, looking around. And it just so happens that Reaper is still alive.
Mm.
which I thought he was dead. I thought he was dead. He
and
got
we got YouTube
up.
Comments on that, so great job, guys, picking that up. A lot of you were like, yeah. No, I don't think so, and so...
Yeah, that he's apparently...
You're right.
He's apparently, like, one of the most powerful... Yes, indestructible, one of the most powerful demons in the Four Lands or whatnot, so it's like, it would be very hard to destroy him.
I mean, you can't get rid of the bad guy in episode 5.
No.
I mean...
Henchman. He's not the bad guy.
I know, but you know.
A bad guy.
But he's a bad guy, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be way too easy.
Way too easy.
He's just so, and it's so huge, you know. I just kind of, I was like, I guess he could be dead, but I was like, that is too easy.
It'd be too easy.
But it wouldn't surprise me either, because they kind of do a lot of strange things and kill people left and right. So I'm like, well, you know.
What ifs.
So they get to this PyCon place.
Yes.
And it looks semi-abandoned.
It's mostly abandoned,
but then we got these two new characters who come in.
Yeah.
So, what'd you guys think of Remo, who's the older, the guy, the bald guy?
Oh, I didn't trust
him.
No. We can't trust anybody in this show. No. You can't.
You know, this show is a weird mix of people being extremely naive, going, I don't believe anything's happening. I don't believe there's demons out there. I believe we can trust everybody.
Yeah.
But then also not having any faith at the exact same time, like with the gnomes and humans and elves you know, getting together. Maybe you should have some faith that this person is telling you the truth. But it's this weird mix of, like, there's nobody really in the middle. Everybody is extreme, like, I absolutely don't believe this is happening, or I absolutely cannot believe that's happening. You know, they, like, totally accept everything, and nobody's kind of, like...
Wait.
Cautious. Nobody's cautious.
Well, other than Will. I feel like Will and kind of Eritrea at some point is like...
Getting there.
He's starting to be more awake because he's like, this doesn't really, you know... Yeah. Does anybody
and
else have a problem with this plan?
Everybody did hesitate before they ate, so okay. But there's still a lot of moments where it's like, guys, you sure take a lot of things for granted.
Right, I mean...
A lot.
They just come across this place and all of a sudden this guy's like super welcoming, super nice.
Yeah,
I mean,
and... And it's like, let's just take a bath
in his
place.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the bath, by the way?
Yeah. Okay. that was interesting. So we get a little bit more on Eritrea.
Wait, what?
I know. We were like, what?
I kind of thought that was a dream, to be honest. I thought she was having another sex dream.
I actually wish there could have... I was like, oh, yeah, no. Eritrea was telling the truth of like... We're not, she doesn't really specify.
She's bisexual.
Yeah. She doesn't mind.
She doesn't mind.
Pleasure's good pleasure.
Pansexual. I like that.
Yeah, she's like, whatever. And then, princess turns her down flat.
Yeah.
But can we talk about how pretty the princess's hair was?
You really like that.
Bath time. That's how
I noticed
my hair
that too.
Looks.
I was like, when I get in a bathtub, it's not looking like that.
It's so funny about this show. Same thing. And also Eritrea also looking really nice. And like,
her hair wasn't as cute.
It wasn't.
I mean, I wear a shower cap, you know? It's not pretty. It's really weird
Mine's
looking.
Like on top of the head.
Sorry, guys. Poor ladies. It's not that glamorous.
It's TV is not telling you the truth, guys. I'm so sorry. But... You know,
and then you would have all the hair up, because if you're bathing, you're not trying to get it wet, or at least the way she's doing it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, the little sexy
doing it. Sorry,
wisps.
Yeah, the tendrils, just hanging very carelessly over your face and looking perfect, like whatever. Yeah, because that's how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But
of course.
She does. She turns her down flat, which is kind
absolutely.
Of like. I didn't know if she was kind of playing with her in the sense of, like, trying to make her uncomfortable or if this was, like, a legitimate thing.
I know. I kind of wanted to know more. I'm like,
or she was just really, really devoted to Will, even though Will was totally not devoted to her at that time.
Yeah.
Wait, how would
she
that
brought?
Up?
Well, she brought that up. That Eritrea and Will had, you know, slept together. She brought
up
twice.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to go suck your face because you bring up my boy.
No, I'm saying that she didn't want to do it because she was just waiting for Will.
I think she genuinely, she probably does like Will, and I mean, she's really into him, I think, so.
I think she was trying to make her uncomfortable.
Yeah, probably trying to make her uncomfortable, yeah, but
it
also.
It was funny.
I feel like she's probably lacked so much genuine love that she's like kind of taking like all these stabs at trying to have something. Even if it means like, oh, the elvish princess who's like, clearly, you know, we're not going to get along, but just anything, really.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting.
She probably hasn't had many real female friends, maybe, too. Like, the Rovers, there were women, but it's mostly men, so she probably hasn't even had, like, a normal, like, BFF girlfriend hang
out. Totally.
Non-romantic girlfriend in that
right.
way.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. I mean, it's just a horrible situation to, like, be brought up in. So you're kind of seeing her manifest.
We saw her tattoo of her branding.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched the post because I was like, wow, that no offense, guys, but that did look like a water, like.
It totally did.
That's the tattoo I did when I was a little kid.
It was, like, metallic, like those flash tattoos.
It's like a peel and lick.
Yeah,
that was a little, but you know.
It's okay.
We'll let it slide.
We'll figure out what it means. They played it well.
Yeah. They did.
Treated it like it was real.
Yeah, and I found it, like, interesting, you know, that's just more insight onto, like, what she's been like.
She's been manhandled.
Just really awful situation. So, you know what? I feel like she's starting to find, like, who she's supposed to be with. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, like, nice to see that because she's starting to really, you know, just fall into line with these characters. Mm-hmm. But so then that was the bath scene. But then we have the dinner scene, right?
Yep.
So,
yes.
I enjoy – Cephalo is, like, cracking me up in this episode, regardless of his creepy past. But he's just like, what did he say? You're something – he calls him bastard and, like, says, like, a troll's left nut. I'm just like, he's just going at it.
Yep.
But he's the
I'm
only –
I'm so hungry. There we go.
Yeah, he goes, I'm so hungry I could eat a troll's left nut or something like that. But he's the only one who actually makes the move to change the food, right?
It was smart.
Mm-hmm. It was smart. Didn't work. Did not work.
At least he tried.
Yeah. I thought when we saw Will, because Will's, you know, at the post taking care of the door with his back to the door, because that's exactly how you do it.
Let me stay guard with my back to the door.
He's a hero in training.
He's a hero in training. We got to give him some slack. He's in progress. But he's the first one to go down, really, because the little girl kind of, you know, brings him the food and whatnot. He's the first one to go down. I actually didn't expect to see the whole table. Like, totally
drugged. I didn't either.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise. Yeah. Not, like,
I thought it might have
surprise,
just been
but...
only Will at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same with me there. And this little Mag character, so that's the other character that we're kind of introduced
to here.
Little girl. Kind of weird. But
halfling. Creepy.
Little halfling.
She's like the first thing you see when they go into that place, too. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this the Shining?
Yes. It's weird. And she's really dirty. And she's got some, like, dreads that are not personal choice, but because of not bathing and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's weird.
And they have bathtubs. We know this.
Yes. So it's all the more curious, right? And she kind of, so they are drugged and whatnot, and Remo takes them, all of them, to this kind of torture chamber thing where they're hanging. But Mag actually takes Will to, like somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of to keep him safe. So it's, I thought this was very cute.
It was an interesting bonding thing to watch, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it showed a gentle, I mean, not that we haven't seen a gentle side of him, but it really showed a gentle side of him, like,
very
talking
protective
to a child.
Yeah.
But a protective.
Explaining what the ocean was.
Yeah, and it was cute, but it's a different kind of protective side. I agree with you, it's a protective side, but it's like a father-daughter or, like, big brother, little sister.
Yes.
Yeah. Not, like, protective towards, you
romantic
know, Amberly
or whatever. I feel like, though, that's not uncharacteristic of him at all, because even the first episode with his mom, he was very soft-spoken, very protective of her. Or wanting to heal her, save her.
Very good point. That makes total sense. And it's very cute, very just kind of nice. And I like how they kind of team up together to kind of save Amberly.
Yeah.
Because
she's being tortured.
Well, it's just.
This is where she's so naive that I just rolled my eyes.
Yes.
I'm like. She's a little too goody-two-shoes of just like, no, the elven people would never do bad things ever. Like, at you and you're like, sweetheart. Sweetheart.
No, Wake up. The world is bad. Newsflash. What surprised me, well, actually, no, it did not surprise me, but it's perfectly in line with what you're saying about her being naive, is like, she's like, stop, I'm Amber Elessidil.
That was so dumb.
No, and on your chosen king or whatever, I command you to stop.
As if that would work, sweetheart.
I'm like,
another example of naivete.
Well, yeah, I'm like, that is not going to work.
No.
Not at all. So, of course, he's going to take her first into the torture room.
Yeah.
And then, but Eritrea, on the other hand, she's like, I'm going to take this in my own hands.
Right. She was awesome this episode. Oh, my gosh.
Cool. So cool.
By the way,
Carrie, show us your hair.
All right. So, I got my Eritrea.
She has her Eritrea hair.
I love that.
It's like...
So,
it's
for
like
iTunes people, I did my braids on the side, like Eritrea. And it also works for our other show later tonight. Go check out The Expanse.
Yes, totally. She's got
belter
hair and also Eritrea.
Team Eritrea.
Oh, Eritrea. It's really, really good.
Really
thank you.
It looks awesome. And especially because it's such a, like, cool episode for her. I was just like, oh, so, was so spot cool. on.
That was so smart. She, like, none of the boys tried to do the backflip thing to, like, get themselves free. And she's like, I got this.
Whatevs.
She's
just
like,
wait.
She's used to being, like, kind of, to help herself out of these situations. So then that's you true. See all the other guys just hanging there being like, ugh. And
this
she's
is
just,
where Rovers that's true. She are better in a way that I'm like, okay. And you really, got, it's like, okay, you've been raised as princess, but man, she has Rovers, done this they got better skills going on.
Yeah, yeah, she's totally done this before. Mm-hmm. And also, like, you have an elven captain, and then you have, like, who do you have there? And then Cephalo, who clearly has some experience, although he might be a little, you know, creaky because he's
I was going to say, you might not be as nimble.
He's not as nimble. No. He's a little, you know, just older, I guess. but, yeah, she totally just shows them up. In the other room, though, we have the horribleness that's about to go down.
Fingernail thing. I mean, it's not really that big of a torture thing, but man, fingernail ones always get me when I've seen it on other ones. Maybe just because when you get like a hangnail and stuff, it hurts so bad. So the thought of ripping a fingernail off.
These are all your nerves are like right there. So
it just
stab me. That'd be fine. Don't rip my fingernails off.
I feel like the fingernails is there's a reason they do that, or the bamboo shoots like up your fingernails to separate from the skin.
Yeah.
Oh man, that is.
We're all flicking our fingers too. For those,
I know we're all like we're literally all just like holding our hands because it's so
don't
horrible.
Don't think about it. Don't want to think about it.
Yeah,
that was horrible. And then, so the other thing that
was
horrible,
simple, and it makes you like cringe.
It does because he's just kind of like has all of them, you know, attached to some machine, and she's like pulling them. Thankfully, Mag comes in and like, you know, stops him or whatever because she tells him that, you know, she got Will, but they have a better plan. And right before he's about to like puncture her, that's another one.
The lobotomy. Oh, that was worse too. And he was saying his wife. Sorry, I was like, that one really bothered me too. And he's like, yeah, well, just a few more hits, and then you won't even. You'll be walking and talking,
taps,
but it won't.
Like,
you won't even care. And I'm like,
I was curious about the wife too, because
he'll totally lobotomized her as well.
Yeah, because in the beginning they're like, oh, you know, her mother's gone, and like everybody was gone, and then it's like, oh no, he's crazy, he killed her.
No, he didn't kill her.
No?
But he lobotomized her.
She died.
She was a zombie. He made her a zombie of walking and talking, but she has no will. And
but
so
then
that
she
way
died,
he could,
right?
He, that's she, what I thought. Yeah, she's dead.
She's
according
murdered,
to Mag.
But prior. Like, while she was
maybe
with him.
That.
Yeah, no, that's what I understood as well. I thought she was dead for some
reason. Yeah, I thought
who knows
so.
What
no, she
reason.
Was, but before she died, he lobotomized her so that she wouldn't put up a fight.
Yeah, and then, because Remo says, like, my wife was scared too, though. And I was like, is this
right.
like, so she agreed to this? And she was like, oh, I'm scared, but let's do it anyway. Let's just lobotomize me. Like,
no, I think
not...
he probably tortured her.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, well, you know.
Which makes sense why a little girl would want to team up with them to be like, get away from dad.
Well, especially when she has that, like, you know, just the vision of, like, oh, I get to see maybe a sea and be out of here and be away from this crazy person.
Do you think she was lobotomized, too? Because she was kind of zombie-like.
I don't think so, because he needs her.
I think she was the way she was because she's never left the walls.
Never seen any other people.
Knows, so
they're keeps or whatever that I think they call themselves.
Yes.
But yeah, no, he probably needs her a lot more and to like watch out and like to go scouting
He'll
and whatnot.
He'll lobotomize her later when
probably.
She gets older.
Probably.
He would have, yeah, totally.
Like Cephalo was ready to do, which, I'm sorry, back on that, you weren't here. So do you think Cephalo and had his way with Eritrea ever?
Ever?
We talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
And I said yes.
I don't think so, because like I think the previous episodes he was like more of a father figure to her, even though not a very good father figure, but they were still like teaming up at some point. I don't think she would have done it if he had violated her.
We were discussing that, but both Carrie and I think that they did something.
Well, maybe they had a mutual.
Sorry, I'm like tapping your makeup.
You're torturing me.
It's getting aggressive on this side of the...
Because when she rescued Amberlee before, she just had this, like, I don't want you to go through what I went through attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, she also lost her parents. She has no family. Maybe that was what it was for, too. I don't know.
We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. If any YouTube watchers, viewers have any thoughts, let us know. I think a couple of you mentioned something like that in the previous episode. So just let us know what you guys think. We love to continue the discussion.
I feel like there's sexual tension anyway. Like maybe a love gone wrong
kind of
thing.
He's a leech. He's such a... No, nobody thinks he's a leech.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. But I think he totally... I don't know what he did specifically to her, but I do think he violated her in some way, shape, or form.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Physically, whether, sexually, yes. Okay.
Yes. And it could be in many different... It could just be, like, a mental thing.
I think more mental,
yeah, that, and that also has a huge effect as well, but, like, yeah. You know, we will know. So, anyway, after this torture, so Will goes to save Amberly, and then she was like, I thought you were dead, or I thought I had lost you,
this
and
is
then,
when I rolled my eyes.
Really?
Okay.
I was, like, so happy.
Okay.
Do tell.
It's... Okay, you have one guy who's trying to torture you. First of all, they shoot the guy down. Don't check to see if he's dead, first of all. And just make out.
You gotta make sure he's dead.
She got out that finger device really fast, too. How attached she was. I was like, ooh, and my fingers are off. I'm like, what?
I just thought it was a very unopportune time to start a relationship.
Make out session?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Or it should have been a quicker one. Like a hug, embrace, kiss, thank you, and then, like, pull apart.
And then, like, and then when they walk in, I forget what the exact lines were, but when they walk in, it was like the reunion or something. What did they say exactly? I forget. When they walk in and see them kissing.
This needs to happen later.
Oh, something like that. Yeah. I thought it was pretty cheesy. I didn't like it.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be inopportune, you know what I mean? Because it's not, it's just right there in the moment. It's like that moment where you feel like you've lost the person that you, like, love or whatever, and you see them and you're like, thank you, and then just embrace and kiss. I'm okay with it, although I do think that he should have checked to make sure that Remo was dead.
Yeah, we should have made sure the bad guy was
double
dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Double tap. He just kind of stabbed him.
Yeah, but the way he stabbed him in the neck, I was pretty much like, okay, that was a decent kill blow.
I agree with you.
Maria and I were talking about how happy we were. Finally, they killed a character where it's like, it's a baddie of all bads. Just kill them now.
Yes.
There's no reason to keep them alive because guess what? They're going to come back and get you. And then wait, what happens?
And he does. You know, Mag helps them out, which is surprising.
This is a really sad part.
I love that she hit him over the head with a hammer, though.
I loved that, too. But then, so Remo's kind of, like, out of the picture for, like, a second. And she helps them out. And I literally, I was like, yay, she's going to go with them.
I thought so, too.
Because, like, Will has this cute little connection with her and whatnot.
That would have been a good dynamic.
It would have been, it would have been interesting. I kind of don't know how she would have served a good purpose for, I guess, the rest of the story. Just because it would have been a little bit baggage heavy because she's a little girl. She has, like, a lot to learn.
I don't know. She might have some abilities we don't know about.
True.
That's a great point. That's totally a great point. But then Remo, the new resident creeper, who is, whatever, he's dead, but comes back and ends up killing the little girl.
Aww.
By accident.
That was sick.
Yeah.
Aww.
It was like perfect.
It did kind of feel like that, though, because we were like, oh, cool. And then I was like, oh, she's going to damn Nabbit.
I know. I was kind of excited for her, and I think it's just really tender. Well, and they end up killing, you know.
At least she dies right away, though. They didn't didn't do a drawn out, like,
no,
instant scene. Gone without me. Like, no, it's like, oh, she's dead.
Well, because that would have been incredibly cheesy as well. Right. Because it's also like this little girl who, like, you know, it's just
but she's floating the seashell.
Well, is it she holding it or does Will give it to her
at the end?
Oh, yeah. Will gives it to her.
He puts it in her head. Okay,
and that was like,
but she also saved Will too because Remo was pointing towards Will.
Yeah, that's absolutely jumped right in. 100%.
So it's, you know,
she knew what she was doing.
Absolutely,
always use children as body armor.
Absolutely,
that's the right way to go.
Well, she's small that it maybe could have gone through her and hit him.
I thought so too. Actually, I was thinking that when it first happened,
but that's not going to happen.
Anyway,
that's not how it goes. But it really tender, I think, when he, like, puts the little thingy, the little seashell into her hand, because I was like, that's just, it's cute, it's just, it just shows a lot of good sides to him, a good side to him, which we already saw, but just kind of developing that a little more. But then, we're exiting, and guess who shows up?
How did he get there?
And where the door was.
Oh, the door, first of all, the door to exit the building was
on the side of a mountain.
In the bathroom. Was in the bathroom, which is interesting because it's just like behind this cloth. It's like easy to get to.
Yeah.
And you know, who knows? Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that. But anyway, so who shows up? And we have the Reaper.
What?
The Reaper. And Will's like, I thought he was dead or whatever he says. And I'm like, that's when I'm just like, you guys as the characters need to really, like, get with the program. Because it's not that easy.
No. Demons are not that easy to kill.
It's not easy.
None of them have been that easy.
Okay, did anybody have, like, a super quick second flashback to old school 90s Power Rangers?
When yes.
That, oh, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, wait, yes,
thank
yes.
you. When totally. The Reaper came out and he was like, ah.
Walking?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a
all
little
the baddies and the old Power Rangers.
I literally
with
was
their
like,
suits.
Yes.
Yeah. It was, well, actually, I had that, and then I also had a more elevated, I guess, because that was just like, the other day I saw a Power Rangers clip because of casting situation that they were going to have, and I'm like, oh, okay. The Balrog from Lord of the Rings. I don't know if you guys have that like really clear in your mind, but I've seen that movie like so many times, and that was just very, it was just very similar, the structure of the scene, mm-hmm. and just the whole Reaper thing just reminds me of it. Mm. But I agree with you. It was very Power Ranger-y.
I thought so too. The smoke.
And the red center like right here.
Yes.
But that thing is just really, I still think it's kind of cool looking though. You know,
yeah,
I like
At
how
least
they,
it's a cool villain.
Yeah, it's totally a cool villain.
Like you go, guys, you need to hurry up and run away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, you
They're
can't.
Really slow at running away.
Yeah. And then Crispin tries to take his hand at like defeating this villain, and I'm like, good luck.
Yeah, that did not go well.
Oh, with the crossbow? I was like, really?
He was going really,
really?
Slow,
you
too.
You thought that'd be a good plan.
I know, and you know what? I was he's kind of growing on me, so I'm kind of sad to see Crispin go.
I was about to say, he can't grow on you anymore.
No.
He's gone.
Oops. Too bad.
At least he died fast, too.
he was
cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
Well, he's an elf. Aren't they all pretty much cute elves?
They are pretty all cute.
Mostly.
Can I bring up Evan Titan? No, I'm kidding.
I said most.
Most. That's good.
Wait, the young-looking ones.
That's true.
Maybe
young-ish.
When they get, maybe
the
when
one,
they get
the one old
they
one.
Hit the old age, and then it's like the in, all the years catch up to them.
Wait a minute. There's only one old guy, the king.
Oh, Pyrrhea was also
no,
one.
No. And then there were like elders kind of people when they had the council.
Oh, the council.
Had,
that's
but
right.
They were nearly as old as the king. The king
no
was like
to
the
old
oldest.
People. Older people.
No.
The old people in the show are like 25.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're not that old. Like, we're calling them old because it's just the world that
know,
this is
I
in.
Guess.
It's like, that would be old,
I just
but
have
they're
had
not.
People when you say old people, and they just give you this look, and I'm like, I don't mean it in a mean way.
I mean it in relation
it's a qualifier.
To everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
My grandma is really old. She is 100, and she is the cutest thing ever, okay? She's has Alzheimer's, so she doesn't remember anything. She's like totally babysat, but she's adorable.
My grandma just turned 90, so almost there.
Nice. All right.
My grandma's young. She's like 70
right.
something.
Wow.
What?
See, in relation to the other old people, 70 is young.
It's, yes, there we go. And then we've come full circle.
Yes.
Moving on.
So anyway, Crispin falls with the Reaper. And on the outside, frickin' Cephalo.
Okay, what is going on there? I could not even.
What is this?
He was just ready to bolt and go and leave him. He has no loyalty
well,
to the
Well, he was a prisoner.
Whatsoever.
Of course he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to totally
Can't
go.
They had that guy a at moment, kind of, last episode.
Well, I feel like they're starting to become kind of like this unit, and it's kind of weird, but totally
a
in character.
Right?
Yeah. But I feel like it's still totally in
Can't
character.
Trust
Agreed.
Okay.
It wasn't too surprising, but what I did find a little bit more surprising was Eritrea was like, what are you doing? We're going back for them, or with whatever line she uses. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, because she's finally,
She feels the loyalty.
This is where
she
became even more like, okay, I'm definitely way more Team Eritrea now. Of like, yes, I will go back for my people. And he's like, he will never love you back, or something.
What was
so
that?
Be it.
What
she's like,
was
so
that?
Be it. Yeah.
You know what? I loved that. I
Sticking
thought,
with
really?
Her guns.
Yeah,
go
because
girl.
She's like, she's just for the mission now. And you know what? Sometimes love is unrequited.
I think there's more to Eritrea than just being with them. I mean, the mark that we don't know anything about, her past that we know nothing about.
I think we're going to get more, especially in the coming episodes, I think we're going to get a little bit more juice to her.
Yeah, there's probably more going on.
But I do like it that...
I liked it. I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah.
I like that she went back. I thought the exchange
I was
going to
say, that reminded me of on The Magicians, they had a moment where they said, love wins, as a tagline if anybody watches. That was a very funny moment, too. But it was that moment where you're like, love wins. She's going back for him.
And you know what? Sometimes, no, you're not going to get the guy, even though you're like, you know, all these awesome things, which clearly
she cares
she is.
Enough about him that she wants to save him.
Yeah, and I think she also kind of started caring for Amberlee too.
Yeah,
so I like where
course.
This is going. She zip lines back.
That zip line was weirdly shot. That at first I thought it was like
huge
tilted. Yeah. So I'm like, there's no way you're going to go back. So I'm like, oh wait, never mind. It's level. So forward and back, sure. And then at first I thought it was like this giant cavern. That's like, oh heck no, I'm not going across that. And then it's like, oh wait, it's just like 10 feet. That's not that bad. I thought it was going to be like 100 yards away.
I didn't really. What struck me as kind of weird when she went back to go get them and they're on there and then the Reaper stops them by I don't think he stopped them.
I think the Reaper what the Reaper did was grab the hook, the axe thing, and pulled it down.
So it makes stop. It level out.
Right, exactly. So yeah. it levels out.
So it is tilted a hair.
It is.
So it's like you need that running start.
Yeah.
Well, but how did she get back?
Well, she did it running start.
No, she did it after.
It is more level than it appears because yeah, if it's a tilt, there's you're not gonna go back. So it's probably more like a slight.
Why didn't she just like throw it back?
I thought that was weird, too. She should have just thrown it.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's not enough force. Maybe you need a little bit more weight so you can get some better.
Well, because she said, because she was like, what about them? And then Cephalo was like, we'll send it back for them. But then he changed his
mind. But then he's ready to cut it.
Right.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. When they fell off, that was weird when he cuts it. Because I'm like, well, actually, I would think they would still stay. I mean, I know the bounce would probably make them lose their hand hold. Yeah. But I thought they would have fallen better. I'm like, actually, if it cuts, that's kind of good. Then maybe they'll keep going that direction. But no.
No. No, we have them fall down a precipice.
But they're going to be okay.
We forgot that Will took out the stones again.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Before we move on.
Why don't you just die?
Yeah, he says, why don't you just die already? And you know what?
It's that just, line was a little like,
it's...
Yay! But I liked it, though.
Yeah, but it's also appropriate.
It's him, yeah.
It's very appropriate.
Totally appropriate.
It's exactly... Well, what else would you say? That's what he wants. And why don't you just die?
It's literally also kind of how this freaking world works. It's
right.
like,
yeah.
just die already. I mean, we have the changeling that hasn't died. We have the Reaper that came back to life. We have, which we'll go on to this next, but also the Al-Anon thing, question mark.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, he tries to defeat them. They fall down into that precipice, and then we don't know anything else until next episode.
Yes.
So, now that I said about Al-Anon.
Yep.
Going back.
Now let's
head on over there.
Let's head on over there. Back to the palace. So, Eventine is officially, you know, the changeling is officially Eventine. Starting to work his little black magic, trying to get people off of the druid side.
Yep.
He's kind of pitting them against each other, too, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just trying to mess things up left and right. But then, so, Al-Anon is actually taking care of Bandon.
Mm-hmm.
And when Bandon kind of momentarily wakes up, he touches Al-Anon, and, like, what happens there? I mean, that was...
They
transfer of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this
now...
crazy world.
Yeah. He almost not got caught there.
Yes. But what I was thinking is, like, it's...
Yes.
I think that the Dagdamor... Well, that's what I thought. Dagdamor is inside Al-Anon's mind, but Al-Anon is much stronger than Bandon, so it's, like, kind of coming and going, and he now has, like, this kind of access to it, so that's kind of scary.
And then Dagdamor mentions how strong Bandon is.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. So. And that he understands why he would want, you know, the kid or whatever.
Actually, he made it sound like Al-Anon was jealous. He said something.
Yeah.
I forget what the line was exactly, but he said something that's like, you were right to, I don't know what it was exactly, but I kind of was like, so wait, is Al-Anon almost... like apprehensive or something, that was the word. I forget. Do you remember? Anyway, it just made it go, wait, maybe Bandon is way more impressive than he knows yet.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know how to tap into it. But I love that shot where they're trying to push Al-Anon into the cage as well.
Yeah, and couldn't.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
But I'm confused. I mean, it's a confusing thing. We don't really know much about it. But I felt like he was pretty much fully gone. Like, his eyes kind of turned black, and I don't know, is he really kind of going back and forth, or is he, I thought, got the impression he was done, he was gone.
Bandon,
Al-Anon.
I thought, I think he's coming back and forth, because then we have the whole scene, well, what's it called, Arion and Catania go get the warlock sword, but then when Al-Anon is in front of Eventine with Arion, and he sees the warlock sword, it's just like, he knows that it's like evil, and it means all this evil, and I feel like he's fully there. He's totally there.
Oh, no, I think he's fully there. I just think at that point he's very drained of all the energy he's had to expend to do all this. Which, Al-Anon, for the king, though, remember when the changeling had a line way a couple episodes ago where it was like, I have to use so much energy to cloak myself?
Yeah.
Changeling doesn't seem tired anymore. Anybody else notice that? I could be the king and I don't, like, not tired at all.
Yeah, but at that moment, in that little exchange right there, even though, yes, I agree with you, he's doing a good job of cloaking himself or herself or itself, that is when Al-Anon is like, wait a minute. I should have killed you.
He can't. Oh yeah, no, he does. He takes a minute and then he goes, wait.
He's like, wait, you, and I should have killed you when I had the chance. And then Arion comes in, you know, tries to kill him. What do you guys think? Do you think Al-Anon is dead? Like, you kind of burst into flames. I'm thinking the way this world works, I'm saying he's not dead because
I thought
he was.
I did. Ooh, okay.
I mean, what was
so do druids just vanish into thin air?
I don't know, but we've lost a lot of main characters, so it wouldn't be.
But then there's a body.
No.
I don't think he's dead at all.
No.
I feel like he's pretty essential. He's a pretty important character.
Yes.
Although I thought the king was too.
Me too, totally.
But again, there was a body.
But then, so, yeah, exactly. There was a body there. You're right. But also, the king is technically like still there. It's just the changeling. So we'll,
no, but he's
well, he's dead. But I mean, yeah. it's the changeling in his form. So we're still seeing like the visual part of the
king. Well, then where did he go? Did he go go to the other dimension?
I feel it's kind of like either it's gonna be he was using magic, he's been transported somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that's option one. Option two, it's semi like Obi-Wan Kenobi, like he has just disappeared in terms of like he's a different form of energy now.
Okay, okay.
Which is another version of magic. Like either A, his body's literally somewhere else, or two, his energy is displaced differently. YouTube, if you guys got another suggestion. If you have not read the books, that's cheating. Don't tell us ahead of time.
Yeah, just based off what do you think it is, see in the show.
Or if there's another option. Yes. Option. I'm going a little bit more like he is somewhere else, or the energy is moved somewhere else, and then he'll get a new. He'll be back. He'll be back.
I like that too. I think he'll be back,
I guess.
Yeah, I think he's way too powerful, way too important to just all of a sudden kill him off.
Does he have like a homing beacon back to his like.
We'll be back.
His base split. Yeah. Droid keep where he was having his sleep?
Yeah. Okay. Because that would be really smart for druids of like, if I have some light, like, I'm going to die. Incident.
Right. Yeah, you like.
I get immediately transported back there so that you don't die.
So wait,
can
now
we
they
get
can transport
some of that stuff here? Like, can we get
maybe?
Yeah,
we'll find out. But
we'll,
you know,
yeah, we'll find out and see if he's well and alive.
This is a world where we don't even know. Like, there's so much that could happen.
Well, I mean, let's just put it this way: our main heroes fall down this. Seemingly
endless they're not
pit,
dead either.
And they're not dead. We know they're not dead.
No, they can't be dead. Otherwise,
well, we saw the previews too,
and also we saw the previews.
The show would be over,
right?
Yeah.
So,
good point.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. And so on to just quickly the last little chunk that we'll talk about, which was very surprising. So we have Ander and Commander Tilton going with the gnome Slanter, and he sees the dead gnomes, but kind of tries to attack Ander and Tilton and get away. Right.
Yeah.
But he comes back because he saw it, which I'm glad for, because I'm like, you know what? These people need to start kind of working together.
They do.
Yeah.
There's one big bad guy, and everybody is going to have to join forces together to get rid of him.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely. And then, so the gnome comes back, and he tells him, like, I didn't believe it, or I didn't, you know, until I saw it with my own eyes.
Yes.
And he takes them. Yes, eyes, exactly. Carrie was doing a little
eye
signal.
Eyes watching you.
he takes them to where the Dag D'Amor is.
And it seems very close. Did it feel as close? I mean, or maybe we like we
you know
jumped
what? That was
that
a criticism
time.
That I read from the first part, where this huge expanse of world, and they're just like, oh, I'm here. Like, it's not so expansive.
Well, no. Our campaign. What do we call them?
The company.
They take forever to get anywhere.
They do.
But
they so do.
But seeing like all the major demon army, that felt really close. I didn't get a sense that they traveled to it. So I totally agreed. I'm like, wait a minute.
I was kind of under the impression that the demon world was a different dimension. I got that impression when we first
It was too. Yeah,
I didn't know that it was a physical place they could go to and like creep on. You know what I mean?
I actually had the opposite. I saw it as a physical place, protected by like an energy ball.
Oh, see,
but then why doesn't Dagmar leave it?
Because he's not strong enough yet.
Yeah.
As long as Amberlee's alive and she has that little seed thing, he will not be strong enough. And as long as the Elkreis is alive,
Elkreis leaves fall, do the demons appear in that space?
I think so. I think every time a leaf falls, according to what we've been seeing, is
so they're not in another dimension.
So was this place here like
they're actually released from the Forbidding? That's what it is. So like the Forbidding is kind of like what keeps them, you know. But they're released.
There you go. They were in the other place.
Right.
Now they're in our
every time
space.
A leaf falls,
so they were in a different dimension. Okay. See,
they were all trapped in that Forbidding thing. So they're like in a little.
So has this place been here the whole time? It just hasn't always been evil, or did it just appear?
Which one?
Hasn't always been evil is my guess.
Which one?
Where his home base is.
Yeah, I think it's just like a place that he popped up from. Yeah. Or maybe that is where the Forbidding is, and that just kind of like cracked open and they crawled out.
There you go. That's a good visual.
But
like
maybe
that
it's
idea.
Just, it hasn't been open, so technically it was kind of
safe. So they didn't
know
that it was there. Until now.
Yes,
yeah, until, yeah, exactly.
So it wasn't there until now.
I guess, yeah, once you crack it open. I don't know. I don't know.
Like I said, I was under the impression, when I think demons, I think hell, I think different dimension kind of thing.
Yeah. Has there ever been a map that we've seen specifically?
No. Not on the show. When you read the books, they have maps, but not for the show.
Because maybe they don't that would also help.
That would be true, yeah.
They don't do like a little Game of Thrones, like over the world thing.
That is so helpful.
Tweet us a map.
Please. We clearly need some help.
We can't Google it, so tweet it.
You do the work for us.
Yeah. Explain it to Heather G what OG means, please.
Someone, please.
By the time we get off of this, somebody will.
I'll have like 100 tweets.
Yeah, probably. We'll make this, solve this conundrum.
Yeah.
All right. So that kind of puts us at the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive, that army that the Dagnamore has.
Oh, wait, the conversation with Commander and...
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, let's. That was interesting.
That was interesting.
I like
that she told him the truth. She was like, you know what?
You
changed.
Yes.
It was more words than that, but that's what she was saying.
You changed. I liked
it. Booze, doubt, guilt, or whatever.
I was waiting for you every day, and then I'm like...
No, but she also says, I'm kind of waiting for you, for the old Ander to wake up. So I'm thinking like, huh, is she really in for Arianne, or is she really like, Ander is my man, is my
dude? Yeah, but isn't that kind of weird? I'm saying, so that means every time she's like hooking up with the brother, I'm thinking of you. Like, that's essentially, because she's like,
that's nasty.
But she said that, she's like, I'm waiting for him. Why would you say that to him while you're still with it?
Is this show going to happen?
This is what it does. This is what it does well.
We only got two going on.
We only have two right now, yeah.
Well, if you count Eritrea and Amberlee, that would be.
But that's just two.
Is that the same look?
That would be the same love triangle as Will and Amberlee Eritrea.
We need a chart like they do with the Kardashians.
Next week, we'll bring a chart.
We're going to have a chart.
Well, and then we got to give equal opportunity because someone on, it was either YouTube or Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we were saying like.
We did just team Bandon, team Al-Anon.
Oh, true that.
But then we're like, wait, what about team Amberlee, team Eritrea?
Yeah, because, you know. So.
And.
Everybody's got a team.
Yeah, even Bandon has a little thing going on.
Yeah,
even though
he's got
in
a little
dream state.
Yeah, with Catania. Poor Bandon. Okay, all right. So I guess that brings us to the end of the episode. But, so what do you guys think is going to happen? I know we saw some previews.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, so we have some previews from the next episode. Do you guys have anything? What do you think is going to happen here?
You always make me go first, so I'm making you go first this time.
Great. I think the gnomes?
Yeah.
Yes. Gnomes and the humans will finally hurry up and get on the bandwagon of, oh, yes, we should probably team up with the elves to get stuff done. So that's going to happen. I don't know if that necessarily be the next episode. That might be over the next couple. I feel that might happen too fast.
Good point.
Al-Anon might be gone for at least one episode. I don't know if he'd come back as soon as next, but he'll be back. Don't worry, Maria. He will be back for you.
Al-Anon.
I love Al-Anon. He's my fave. Eritrea is going to continue to grow closer to Will and Amberlee.
Yes.
Sorry, these are very vague predictions. My predictions are a little more vague. I don't have like very specific deets.
It's kind of hard. This is a very anything-can-happen world.
Either he's... Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Cephalo's going to... He either is going to leave them, or he's going to have some sort of like aha moment and be like, oh, wait, I should stay with you guys and help you out. Like, okay. Maybe he'll witness
something.
I'm going to
stem off that, okay?
Go for
Cephalo...
it.
Kind of betrayed them. I mean, he could clearly see that the Reaper was, the blue light was happening, Will was taking care of the situation. Exactly. He only cares about himself. Cut that rope. Done.
Yep.
He's gonna run because, I mean, he tried to kill them.
Yep.
They're gonna find him. They're gonna get their revenge. I'm not sure what they're gonna do. I don't know that they'd kill him. They don't seem like the killing type to me unless it's a bad guy.
Absolute baddies. Yeah.
So I don't think they're gonna kill him, but I think they're going to enslave him. He's gonna get what's coming to him because he's clearly not as loyal as Eritrea is.
You can go with that.
So, to piggyback on
there you go.
Doing a little piggyback session here.
Yes.
So I actually think, you know how we saw in some of the previews that it looks like the company is going to get overrun by these other people. I think Cephalo is going to be the one to save them from that.
Redeem
himself and be like, and it's going to save them from that and might join, you know, who knows. That's what I think for one.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the other one is I think that we also see, unfortunately, that the Dagnamore is going to be fighting with, you know, to the sword with like, I think both of the the brothers.
Princes, yeah.
The princes. I think we're going to lose one. And unfortunately, I think it's Ander, which is the one that we, I think, all really like. Not Man Bun, but the other one.
Yes.
Man Bun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were calling him Man Bun. And
well, he's got the little man bun. It's easy. Totally does.
Man Bun survives, switches his tune, and becomes a good character. That'd be nice.
That's also a good prediction.
Yes.
I very much like that.
He'll lose his brother and be like, and realize his father's dead and be like, I'm sorry, I've been an a-hole this whole time.
Or he'll flip and be like, I'm in charge now, biatches.
Biatches.
We said that word on another show and that was okay.
I'm in charge now, bitches.
Yeah. I like that. They did say it on the show.
And it's on the radio. We talked about that, too. We're like, it's on the radio now.
Yeah. So, it's all good.
Anyway.
Plus, wait. Amberlee and Will are going to blossom.
Yes. Okay, all right. So, that kind of brings us to the end of our predictions and the end of our little after show. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, where can the lovely YouTube watchers and iTunes listeners, all you people out there, where can they find you?
All right, you can find me online at Twitter and Instagram at Carrie D Lane, and that's Carrie K-A-R-I, and Facebook at Carrie Lane Actor.
You can find me, Heather Gardner, at at Heather G TV. I'll get my name right one of these times. Tweet me, what is OG?
Yes, she wants to know, and we want to know what you guys tell her OG is, because who knows if that's even right. No,
thank
kidding.
You for all your tweets and comments. We love it. We do.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for watching our after show. We have over, I think we have like 4,000 views on the one from last week, and we have a bunch of views from the first one, so just keep at it.
Thumbs up on those videos and iTunes.
Yes, totally. And also, like, comment. We love to talk with you guys and chat about the episode and the show, because we love it, even though, you know, we like go all out here, but we absolutely love the show. So let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about, you know, the show, everything. Follow AfterBuzz on Twitter and subscribe to our channel, because we have so many other shows that we also do here that are amazing, including The Expanse and Magicians. And then, Heather, are you on anything else?
This is my only one.
This is her only
dedicated.
One.
Dedicated.
Dedicated to Shannara.
Super, super dedication. tweet at us. And also, you can use that hashtag ABTVTSC. It's kind of a letter jumbo, but that's for the Shannara Chronicles. And just get at us. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at MGCVSST. So we hope to hear from you guys. Stay tuned, and we'll be back next week, same time.
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.